Political campaign ads come in many shapes and sizes. There's the gauzy candidate profile and the blaring, biting personal attack. And each year, trends emerge. Our national political correspondent Don Gagne has noticed lots of spots featuring candidates with firearms, shooting at things, including TVs and thick copies of the Affordable Care Act. All of these spots seem to be inspired by a single ad from a few years back. Here's Don.
This story about this year's ads actually begins with this ad from the last midterm election season in 2010.
I'm Joe Manchin. I approve this ad because I'll always defend West Virginia.
Manchin was governor of West Virginia running for the U.S. Senate. The ad shows him walking across a field holding a hunting rifle. He loads a round into the chamber. Looking into the camera, he mentions his National Rifle Association endorsement. Then the ad's real point, to distance Manchin, a Democrat, from an unpopular President Obama.
I'll take on Washington and this administration to get the federal government off of our backs and out of our pockets. I'll cut federal spending, and I'll repeal the bad parts of Obamacare. I sued EPA, and I'll take dead aim at the cap and trade bill.
He fires a single shot, a bullet pierces its target, the cap and trade bill. A White House-backed effort to dramatically reduce carbon emissions. Manchin won the election. Democratic consultant Carl Struble produced the spot.
The reason why the ad was successful is it was authentic. It's who Joe is.
But Struble adds they were careful not to go overboard.
I think that you need to be sensitive when you're talking about a firearm and how you use it. You know, we want to make sure we're using it appropriately, that it wasn't interpreted, that, you know, in some way, you know, condoning firearms to oppose something politically.
Guns are nothing new as props in political ads, but this was firing a shot to dramatically show how much the candidate disliked something. The ad was probably the most talked about from that year. It's still talked about. Imitation followed. Let's jump ahead now to this summer.
We're down here to have a little fun today and talk about two serious subjects. The Second Amendment, and see how much damage we can do to this copy of Obamacare.
That's Will Brook running for Congress in Alabama. He shoots in super slow motion at a printout of the law. Elsewhere in Iowa, Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Joni Ernst fires away at a shooting range while an announcer says she'll set her sights on Obamacare. In Alaska, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Dan Sullivan, with mountains as the backdrop, carries a handgun. Oh, and there's an old TV perched on a rock behind him.
Millions of dollars of negative ads are flooding into Alaska, paid for by Washington special interests. Pretty soon, you're going to want to do this to your TV.
And there's this from a Democrat in Washington State who blasts away at an elephant pinata.
My name's Eustachio Beltran, and I approve this message.
Travis Ridout is with the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks campaign advertising. He says these gun ads send multiple messages.
There's certainly that message that I'm one of you, I support gun rights, but it's also that message of, you know, I'm frustrated with what's going on in Washington, D.C., and it seems like no one can cut through that.
It doesn't work for every candidate. Manchin was well known, and the imagery reinforced who he was. Not so simple for political newcomers using the sound and symbolism of firearms to make a point, but especially to get noticed. Don Gagne, NPR News.